Welcome everyone to our third episode of Creative Living. Today, we're going to talk about the creme de la creme guide to hiring the best DJ for your party. Do you know that the entertainment is 80% of the success of your wedding party? And who has the biggest responsibility in making the entertainment successful? There you have it. You guessed it. It's the DJ for your party. Many people think that the entertainment is easy, but it can be complicated. Keep in mind, whatever the event is, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's a corporate party, finding the right DJ for your party is the most important part of the entertainment. At Boston Mobile Dance Studios, we've worked with all kinds of people. We've entertained at numerous events, different type of parties for everyday people. And also, we've also entertained famous people as well. So from our experience, we want to give you the guide about all the things you should consider when hiring the DJ for your party. Now, here are 10 tips that we thought might be helpful when it comes to hiring a DJ. Tip number one, you definitely want to hire a professional DJ versus hiring an amateur DJ. The professional DJ is going to know what you need for your event. They're going to know the flow that you need to have. They need to be willing to work with you and what's going to work for your reception. Every reception is different. They need to feel comfortable with helping to facilitate the flow, meaning the first dance, to the toasts, to the parent dances, to seating the guests down so they can enjoy their meal. Those things are very, very important. Tip number two, it's important to know what to expect from a DJ. One, it's the obvious one, you want them to play great music to engage the crowd. You might want to have a conversation beforehand on music that you might want. You might have special requests as far as songs. It's important to communicate those things. It's okay to expect those things from a DJ. Tip number three, it's important to find out if the DJ has experience in doing wedding receptions, or if it's a corporate event or birthday parties. It's important to find out if they had that experience. Tip number four, check out their website. Do they have a social media page? Do they have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, Instagram page? Are there any reviews online via Google or Yelp? Tip number five, does the DJ have any demos or examples to show you? Tip number six, it's important to have a planned list of tunes. We already talked about that, but to elaborate a little more, do they have a list of tunes, or do you have a list of tunes that you can give to the DJ? Special requests, especially for parent dances and first dance, of course. Tip number seven, are there any additional things that the DJs do to get the crowd motivated? Do they MC? Do they dance? Do they motivate with the crowd? Do they move with the crowd? Those things are important to find out as well. Those things can make a huge difference at your wedding. Tip number eight, what sound equipment and or visuals do they have? Tip number nine, always make sure to meet the DJ at least once before the party. You want to make sure that your personalities gel and not clash. Tip number 10, the price. Do they have a flat rate? Do they have a base price? Are there any additional costs or requirements? And keep in mind, you do get what you pay for. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some top 10 tips for hiring a DJ. We hope that was helpful for you. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us, info@bostonmobiledance.com. Check out our website, www.bostonmobiledance.com. You could also give us a call at 888-453-4969.